The Becky Zalek course is Des Moines' newest course and was opened at the end of 2016. The course is located in Prospect Park, which was formerly known as Crocker Woods. In 1893, the main attraction at Crocker Woods was Thompson's celebrated Switchback Railway. Switchback railways were precursors to modern roller coasters. Thompson's was advertised as the greatest pleasure scheme of the age. We'll be enjoying the greatest pleasure scheme of our age as we play the front nine of the Becky Zalek course today on Frisky Discs. Welcome to Frisky Disc. This is Tim. Before we do the disc intros this week, I'd just like to say we got our first positive review on Twitter.
Nice.
Quote, "Dang, what a good podcast." From Swain Hoekstra. He's at Chuck, and I think it's like 4 to 5 underscores H.
Wow. You're definitely our favorite listener.
Today I'll be throwing the Destroyer from Anova, and I'll be throwing the Avera from Anova as my putter, as usual.
Hello, this is Kelly from Frisky Discs. I'm sure you're shocked to hear where I'm from. Today I am throwing the Archangel from Anova. And also the Rhino from Anova.
Hey, this is Fancy, throwing the Devil Hawk and the fucking Beast X, which I'm sure is fine, but I just threw my favorite disc off a cliff, so times are rough.
This is Matt. I'm throwing the Wraith from Anova, and my putter is Band Stamp Gateway that I've been throwing for a few weeks now.
This is Bethany. I'm throwing the Beast from Anova and Soft Magnet from Discraft.
Did you hear last week, Fancy?
I had fancy shit to do. Back with the family on the boat. You know, the good old juice bar.
Is that the official name?
No, I vetoed it. It'll probably be put on the boat by next summer.
G-string? Right.
Probably with a picture.
Yeah, I think it was G-string. I don't think they went with G-spot, did they? It was G-string.
He talked about it. I'm not proud. Bethany, why do you think the U.S. is not on the metric system?
Good question. We'd like to be different.
That's the only reason, because we like to be different?
Yep.
Probably a pretty accurate
We like to be difficult.
I'm pretty sure we don't move the metric system because it costs businesses just millions and millions
of
dollars.
In the beginning. Why weren't we on the beginning?
Oh, nice.
This is how I imagine that it went. They decided to adapt the metric system, and then he was going to, invite other countries to his metric, I don't know, world fair.
Right.
Which I imagine was, a bunch of different metric sticks, you know, decorated in different ways. Didn't invite the U.S. because he's pissed at us because they helped out during that whole Revolutionary War thing and then are later France. So we didn't get invited. Thomas Jefferson was that seems too hard. We got our own thing. We don't need others.
Thomas Jefferson was that bad at math that he thought the metric system seemed too hard?
Yeah.
All right, we got a new segment today for Frisky Discs. Basically, what it comes down to is there's a cultural divide between me and Kelly. So we've come up with this new thing, Young Nerd, Old Punk, because she's a young nerd.
And he's an old punk.
So my assignment for Kelly this week was Minutemen's Punchline album. They're probably most well known for their song Corona, which was used as a theme song for the Jackass TV show. Punchline was their first album. It had 18 tracks. It had a runtime of 15 minutes and I think 36 seconds. Only two tracks on the entire album run past the 1 minute mark, and most average 30 to 45 seconds. So what'd you think of Minutemen's Punchline?
I enjoyed the album. It sounded very familiar to a lot of the stuff that you have listened to in the office, which isn't too shocking. I'm sure I've heard it over time. I really enjoyed the last two songs. I decided to do some research into the album itself.
Right.
And on Wikipedia, it informed me that the original pressing of the record was so garbage that one of the guys in the band, took the pressing so they couldn't reuse it. So it's hard to find the original pressing, and the remastered version, which is slightly different, but is a lot better quality, is more, easily accessible. I had Tim watch an anime called Inferno Cop. Inferno Cop was created by Trigger, which is an anime studio who has made gems such as Kill la Kill and Little Witch Academia, which is essentially Harry Potter in anime. It is a really, it's a weird anime. Most of the episodes don't break 2 or 3 minutes. It was done on a low budget, and nobody actually believed in the beginning that this studio was going to become an actual studio. And recently, season 2 was announced, so I thought Tim should be up and up on the newest anime craze.
So my first question is, how have they not been sued by Marvel? Because Inferno Cop is Ghost Rider with a cop hat. Not only that, there's a pregnant character in the show. She dresses like the Scarlet Witch. On top of that, The main reporter character is a straight ripoff of April O'Neil. Straight ripoff. So how they haven't been sued for those things, I'll never understand.
It's because it wasn't actually marketed in the States, and I'm going to assume it has to do with that fact. And
there's Ghost Rider in Japan.
In Japan, they are less stringent, especially since it was used in parody, ergo it's fair use.
I gotcha. Yeah.
I did not buy the soundtrack or the t-shirt, which is also advertised.
The t-shirt is a straight ripoff of a Ghost Rider t-shirt from, like, 1993. That was another thing that bothered me about it. Overall, if I was early 20s still and I drank from, like, 2 p.m. to 3, 4 a.m. in the morning, this is something I would watch on Adult Swim. And if you in general like Adult Swim style comedy, it's probably for you. But for me, not so much. And since this is a nerd recommendation, I've decided to give everything a number out of 5 pocket protectors. I'm giving this a 2 out of 5 pocket protector. It was okay to watch once. I'm not doing it again.
No, I need a rating system.
Disc golf course. First of all, what type of crime do you think is happening out there?
I
feel like most common would be breaking into cars. So that
actually,
wouldn't have anything
that was what was going on, though. There's 1 or 2 reviews I read that people's cars have been broken into. I'm taking these off.
So I just didn't know why they would be concerned about nature activists. Sure.
Because you're females. And honestly, you know what? Same reason we were told not to go to Carvaro Park. I think that plays into it somewhat. Though the crime rate in Carvaro and the crime rate in Prospect are far different. Prospect is pretty crime-ridden, honestly.
It's pretty hidden from view.
I'm pretty sure we watched a drug deal. That car that was, like, hanging out.
No, it wasn't a drug deal, man. We were seeing a total pimp prostitute situation.
Oh.
Because he had a girl hanging out at the back of his car on the trunk.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that was definitely a pimp prostitute.
Nice.
And then he saw us and he moved up a little bit. And then we came back and by that point another car came by. So he picked her up and took her on out.
Damn, we totally missed out.
And just so you know, I am never dragging a dead hooker up to this hole.
Holy
well,
fuck,
I did
no.
think about that because we were talking about the dead bodies. And I was like, but it seems like a lot of work to carry.
Yeah, it does.
I'd almost rather be caught than work that hard.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom, every time she's ever been near a horse, got bit by one. And I didn't
really?
Like horses bit people.
Oh, yeah.
Something about her pisses them off.
They used to tell me that when I was a kid, but I never got bit by a horse.
No, but I don't know, like. What the fuck are you did you kick it?
Yeah, exactly. You know? No, I hear that.
Nah, they get territorial.
I mean, I don't, like, walk up to it and try to scare the shit out of it or anything, but...
I mean, you know, I'd go up, I'd stroke its balls a little bit, and it never, tried to
problems.
Bite me. Yeah.
That's how I was told to approach horses.
Yeah, you gotta get that stroke in first, and then they love you. I don't know why.
Just like cats.
Should we start with the positives of the park? It sounds like there are none.
No, I wouldn't
know
that far.
I mean, it could be a really fun adventure. You don't know what's coming. Climbing up the stairs, don't know where you're going.
If I was just walking a nature path, it's a great nature path. It's a real challenge on some of those paths to get up there. And like we kind of talked about earlier, you know, off air, I like that. I like feeling like I'm about to die and get at the top of that hill and go, I did it. It's amazing. So you get a little adrenaline rush. But as far as part of the disc golfing experience, I don't know if I liked it that much.
No.
You do feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, not like...
And that's okay,
like
too.
Half a block away from...
It's like an escape from town in the middle of town.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It really
like
is.
That.
I really like the areas that are built, the wooden structures that existed.
The one bench was nice.
The one bench.
The pine bench. And then the sort of like stairs and tee-off section was kind of nice.
Yeah, I also really
like
the
stumps.
The stumps, exactly what I was going to say. The natural sitting spots that they
could we talked about it more because it benefits our needs doing this, mm-hmm. but it would be nice if they did benches or the stumps, but had more of a table in the center.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird being in a park without any picnic tables or anything.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it makes sense because of the terrain, like, it'd be hard to get it out there, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, just putting a table there shouldn't be that hard using those stumps as benches.
Right. I mean, if you did, like, a natural featured... table like they were with most of the seating.
Yeah, we got to see a couple deer and that was, you know, kind of cool. I almost hate to judge that front nine because I feel like it's a skill level gap too.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, it's a big skill level gap. It's not made for us, I don't think.
No.
And I don't think it's completely finished either. So I mean, there's
some
of it's there's no sign to tell you where you're aiming, so you're just completely lost. But I think it's a work in progress. So
I understand, that's the deal. It is still a work in progress. Mm-hmm. But the basic holes have been mapped out. Like, they'll clear out some brush, maybe clear out a couple logs, Maybe create a couple more paths that go through the creek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would be nice, and that's got to be long-term planning.
Yeah, the creek was a major hazard in our... We skipped the end of hole four because of it.
Yeah, we really did. And part of it was, I mean, even then, you had to go quite a ways to go from hole four to hole five. And even if you went down to hole four, there were no real step paths to hole four.
No, that would have been a slope.
No, they definitely need more, like, stairs to go up and down things or bridges.
And again, these could be all improvements that they're planning. But we have to base it on what we played today.
And it wouldn't have been so bad had it not been muddy.
Yeah. It might have made a difference,
Had we not played through the rain, it probably would have been better.
There's also a lot of cliff area where we had lost, but also ended up finding some discs.
Yeah, we found some discs, but we lost some.
Mm-hmm. So
I think we netted one loss out of three missing discs.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice, though, because the first few holes were above, and then you go lower. So that was what, like, got us to find those discs.
Led us finding them later, because they fell to the later path. So who wants to kind of give their overall impressions and review first?
Sure, I will go. I like the park. It was, as a park, it was pretty beautiful. It was a lot of, like, not rocky, but uneven terrain, so a lot of tripping, falling hazards. It looks like they were trying to improve it. For instance, there were some, like, spray-painted tree stumps that were clearly cleared out for the disc golf path.
Yeah, and they marked them so you wouldn't trip over them,
which is handy. There's no bathroom, so that's a huge... There is at the park itself. But not on the disc golf course.
Yeah, it would be a really long walk. It wouldn't make sense to go all the way.
Yeah, you don't want to have to.
You might as well just get in your car and leave.
Yep.
One of my biggest complaints, the sign for the course that is like, yay, look, the disc golf course, is at hole 18.
There was one over by hole 1, too. But how you would know, like, where you're supposed to start, it's kind of confusing.
Because that was the first one we saw, and we were like, this is where we're stopping. Yeah. And then we realized we were just in the
And I don't even think that's hole 18, because it's a circle. Hole 18 was back over by hole 1, so that would have been, like, the middle of the course? I don't know what the hell that
would be. It would be, 14.
Yeah, one starts kind of middle in the woods, because Matt and I, where our approach was, we came up on hole 4.
I think hole 1 was one of the worst. I mean, there's just broken glass everywhere, lots of bricks and things to trip over, and you kind of have to get across this little creek thing. Like, that was the worst. I'm wearing sandals and trying to, like, keep from slipping into a big glass shard was a little tricky.
Yeah, there's a lot of glass.
There was, yeah.
So overall, based off of our skill level, because that's how we rate the courses, I think I'd give it a solid 2.5 for the front nine.
All right, fancy.
I mean, I think it is a cool idea, and I think it'd work great for certain people. But for us, I'd say a 2.
All right, Matt?
I think it makes, like, for now, I mean, because we're not, I mean, it's not finished. Mm-hmm. So I think right now it makes a really good hiking trail with the added bonus of being able to throw your disc. It is kind of unfortunate that the trails are kind of gross. Again, we played in the mud and right after rain.
And the glass may potentially clear up.
Yeah.
Like, as more disc golfers start respecting the area.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's a previous homeless camp, so, I mean.
I'd give it a solid, like, 2 and 2.5.
In general, how I feel about it, it's above our skill level, big time.
Yeah.
You really have
if you're not really good at controlling your just every throw, it's not the course for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, over the course of this, we've kind of, I think we're playing to more of the beginner disc golfer with where our skill level is and how our reviews work. Like I said, as a naturopath, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
I had no problem perusing through that mud, tromping around, and then occasionally feel successful because I topped out on a great hill, because from 5 to 7, there's a lot of walking uphill.
Very steep.
Yeah, very steep hills. I don't know.
I think it'd be pretty frustrating for new people. I mean, it's a little frustrating for us.
It'd be completely frustrating for a new person, definitely. We've ranted about these bathrooms in the past at these disc golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
This is by far the worst. There's not even a porta potty around to use.
Nothing.
No.
And when, like, you know, Matt and I can go into the woods, but when we were close to the end, it was sort of like, well, let's hold off and go to McDonald's.
Unfortunately, the McDonald's we went to, male and female bathrooms were out of order.
They were out of order. So we got to live in our female counterpart's shoes a little more today. Yeah. We actually had to hold it. In the past, we just, you know, there's a tree, go for it.
Yeah.
So for me, that brings it down a whole point. And for my skill level, I was probably going to go 2 to begin with, so I'm going 1 star. But I think sometime next year we should try it again, because I think there will be improvements made on that path.
Yeah.
And I think this score could climb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, like, one thing on online, the biggest reviews where there's a lot of crime in the area, and that puts you a little on edge.
I mean, I don't know if it put me on edge, but even there
more vigilant.
there were two guys there that while I was kind of pounding running, I went over and asked them how these holes work, just because we were having trouble finding the holes because there aren't clear markers on some of them.
Oh, yeah. Trying to get from 4 to 5 was...
You wouldn't know from looking at the map that they had available on the course. But both of them, they mentioned they saw Fancy and our other partner for the day, Bethany, and they were concerned for those two. Safe Prospect Park does have a reputation for certain crime elements.
I think on the bright side, though, those random guys were concerned for their safety. Like, on the flip side, I'm sure if we didn't show up, they would have maybe not gone around as fast, just in case. Or they were just concerned, and then were like, if we hear screaming, we'll manage it then.
Yeah.
But either way.
They had reached out right away, trying to, like, at least help us from getting completely lost in the woods and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, when people talk about crime, sometimes it's just, like, over-exaggerated. Like, how bad
it can
it really?
Be sometimes,
although
but...
we did... possibly witnessed some prostitution situation going on.
It wasn't possible. We totally witnessed some prostitution going on.
There's just other people loitering by themselves, and, like, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe you're just enjoying the park. Maybe you're not. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Given our scores is where it's at. I think we're averaging around, 1.5 overall?
Yeah. I think somewhere right in there.
So advice, don't go alone.
So
you know?
We'll...
That was actually the advice of the guys that Tim was...
Yeah, that I was talking to. It was big time. Like, don't ever come out here alone at this time of day was more the... Mm-hmm.
And we weren't out late.
It wasn't dark
yet. Yeah, no, we started 3:30.
3:30?
4 o'clock, maybe. So, I mean, that's concerning, but it is something that's the reason they put the disc golf course there. To kind of run off that negative element. I think next year we give another shot and see where it stands. We're going to give the back nine a shot next week.
I learned a fun fact this weekend. Did you know that disc golf was invented in Iowa?
No shit.
Yeah, shit.
No way.
Where was it?
Has to be some sort of argument about
Wartburg
this.
Wartburg College, out of all places?
Wartburg. Yeah. I think it's Wartburg. Let me use the internet.
There's got to be some sort of argument about where disc golf began. It has to be.
But really, what would the argument be? Like, they'd be like, we used to throw frisbees at pools, so we invented it? Or
That's what I mean. Like, even baseball and basketball. We all have agreed who it is, but there's still arguments like, no, this fucking guy did it, or we just stole it from this country.
Well, this guy lied to me at a bar. Disc golf was invented in the early 1900s in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Saskatchewan, yeah.
Modern disc golf.
It's that kind of pronunciation that loses us listeners.
Actually, but it is really funny because my mom was trying to reference Sacagawea and she said Saskatchewan. And it was hilarious. We laughed at it forever.
Oh, that is hilarious.